Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Hermenegild, and we really continue the same message that we received yesterday from Saint Peter Regalado. That is, that we should be strict and severe and harsh with ourselves, okay, with regards to living a penitential life, a life of sacrifice. Now, yesterday, St. Peter was a Franciscan saint, and so maybe some of you were thanking the Lord that you weren't Franciscans and weren't required to live that type of penitential life. But here, the Church presents us with not only a non-Franciscan, a layman, but a king. Okay, who more than a king should have a right, per se, to live a soft and easy life with all of the amenities and all of the pleasures that are at the disposal of a king? But instead, what do we see in Saint Hermenegild? We see heroic penance and sacrifice. Now, he was born into a heretical family, okay, who followed the Arian heresy at the time. And so he was raised an Arian, but he ended up marrying a Catholic woman and eventually was converted to the truth. Well, his father wasn't pleased with him because of that, and he was put into prison. Okay. The biographer says, his father caused him to be confined in a most frightful dungeon and treated with all sorts of cruelty. And so what did Saint Hermenegild do while living in that dungeon? He added his own voluntary penances to that harsh way of life. The prison to him was a school of virtue. He clothed himself in sackcloth and added other voluntary austerities to the hardships of his confinement. Right? Do we see the heroicity of the saints? These are our models. These are our examples. So, another thing we need to remember is that though we should have the tendency to be strict and severe and harsh with ourselves, okay, again, this is a tendency that we should cultivate, at the same time, we should be indulgent and lenient and compassionate and understanding with regard to others, okay? With the weaknesses of others or the faults we may see in others. And this is what St. Francis is getting at in the rule when he writes, I warn all the friars and exhort them not to condemn or look down on people whom they see wearing soft or fine clothing and enjoy luxuries in food or drink, but rather let them condemn and despise themselves. Okay? So this is, of course, what Franciscans ought to be observing. But really, the laity as well, to one degree or another. In fact, this is the message that we hear from our Lord in today's gospel. He says, whosoever doth not carry his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother, wife and children, yea, and his own life, he cannot be my disciple. So this is what it means to be a Christian, a follower of Christ, to have a rigorous, austere, penitential, sacrificial life. Okay? Because if we don't have that tendency, then we are going to be nothing but relaxed and comfortable and conform to the mentality of this world and end up living our lives just like people who have no faith. And unfortunately, you see that that is precisely the case in the lives of the great majority of Christians. Okay, so remember, rigor, strictness, severity, the tendency towards this way of following Christ and all that the gospel requires. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.